Where are we? Well, about that. I kind of lied. We aren't going to the movies. I just said that to get you in the truck. I mean, you're my bestie, and you've seemed kind of down lately. So I'm taking you on a surprise field trip. I'm not going to tell you where, but I will give you a hint. It's at that new place I've been volunteering at. Yeah, the secret one. Now come on, close your eyes. It's not much further. And I want there to be a little bit of a surprise. If you want, you can take a nap in the car. Just relax. Life has been so intense lately. I know that what you really need is to just let go. And where I'm taking you, I promise you will let everything go. So relax back. I have the wheel. I'm doing the driving. You don't have to worry about anything. Just enjoy being taken along for the ride. I will arrange everything. You can just relax. Breathe in and let the movement of the vehicle relax you. Feel its vibrating pulse just running over and through you. Keep your eyes closed, and I'll tell you the scenery as we go past, so you can just relax all of your muscles, including those around your eyes, just feeling your forehead and the muscles around them, drooping and dropping away all stress, all tension, lashes heavy, the weight is gone, making it so easy to keep them closed, and feel your tension dripping, dropping away. Right now, we are going down a long, winding road, with curves and turns. It's practically spiraling, like a giant funnel we are riding along the edge of. Can you picture that for me? Like a coin just circling, circling and spiraling down. There's greenery all around us. Trees bright and colorful. Wildflowers poking up out of the side of the road. Like little sparkles of color just flashed all around us. If you really listen carefully, you can hear the sounds of birds chirping as we go by. But just relax. Maybe concentrate on your breathing a bit. You can trust me to guide you on this. Breathing in as I count up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, wasn't that easy? Letting your thoughts drop away as I count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Empty. Now breathe in a loss of self. A freeing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Feeling relaxed. Breathing out all distractions. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. You're doing so well. The sun is out, shining warmth down against our skins, coming in through the windows as a warm, lethargic feeling starts to pervade your body. Warm, so warm, making your muscles feel so lazy, a complete lack of will to move.
Your motivation is all geared towards laying back, soaking in the heat, filling the car, and just letting your mind float a bit. Float like those nice, fluffy white clouds up above us, drifting in a peaceful blue sky. That sky covers the whole world, completely encompassing it, and nothing you do for the next little bit will matter to it. So just relax deeper into the cushions as we pass the signs, the trees, just passing everything by. Let your mind just drift for just a little while. And here we are. It looks just like a farm, but I promise it is just so much more special than that. Before we go in, though, there are a few rules. You want to follow those rules. You have to be very quiet. It's best if you don't talk at all. The pets here, well, pets is how we see them, how we treat them. You will see things that will surprise you, but it is so easy to keep your mind open to the world and life before you. Come with me. Feel my hand warm around yours as I lead you forward. The scents and smells of a barn, pleasant, and all around you. Warm cinnamon rising into your senses with every breath in. Any and all reluctance leaving you with every breath out. It is just so easy to come with me. To accept that here in this farm, we do things differently. We collect milk here. But our cows, well, they're special. I'm going to show you. But first, you have to prepare. You don't want to get your clothes dirty. This is a barnyard, after all. So we have to be completely naked. We are such very close friends, though. I know all of your secrets. And you are about to know the deepest of mine. The only secret I have kept from you. It's so easy to be completely naked in front of me. You find yourself quickly disrobed. Body open and completely, wonderfully bare. Skin prickling in the lovely air. No chill. Just sweet wind and the smell of cinnamon running through your airwaves. I smile, handing you a bucket. You question, but I have always had the lead in our dealings, so you take the warm metal handle in your fist. As we walk into the barn, you hear a rustling, mooing. Your mind thinks cows, but part of you stands back and thinks something is different. Not quite the sound you would expect from bovine vocal cords. They sound so female. This must be a dairy farm, which means you've been brought to help with the milking. Except, as you move through the wide open entrance and into the barn itself, you have a chance to see inside a stall, see the creature, the cow inside. Your mind goes blank in shock. Quiet. You can't quite comprehend the sight before you. So the you that is you, that makes decisions and choices, that determines, steps back, steps aside. There is no rational, no logical. You simply stop thinking and float in an empty place in your mind. You find this place, this tranquil setting in your brain, is pleasant, simple, easy to go into, easy to stay, childlike in your wonder and openness to what I have to show you. Smiling, you see the smile forming and brightening in pleasure from my face as I move forward towards the focus, the object or creature, as it were, whose existence has shut your mind down. Beautiful. You see milky skin, plump, moisturized. Spots, big and black and all over, in huge patches that your mind registers as cute, stuck to the skin. A pattern, a patchwork template on which rests flesh. Impossible, milky flesh, as you realize this is not a cow, but a girl with cow characteristics, cow features, and what your mind says must be implants. You feel that part of your mind going quiet again. Empty. Blank, blank like the expression on her face, except she and the bursting, pendulous breasts hanging so full from her chest clearly mark her as such. She looks happy in her blank and empty gaze. Seeing you, something comes up from the blankness, a yearning, an expectation, a hunger, a need. It shows itself in her eyes, her expression, so docile, so ready to serve herself up to you. You find yourself taken aback by the gentleness inherent in the dilated, limp look of her big brown eyes. There is something she wants from you, needs from you, and she moves forward in her stall, crawling on all fours as she starts to raise herself up from the crisp straw surrounding her. As she rises, your eyes trail over her, taking in every detail, every luscious curve. Her flesh firm yet juicy, covered from the waist down in lovely fur as the black pattern of spots on her skin continue down, 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 as your mind goes even deeper into the moment. The awareness of nothing else but this idea, this concept, this new reality you find yourself thrust into. Fur just fuzzy in front of you. You reach out, and her face comes forward, her nose and mouth slightly elongated, tastefully, attractively so, as she nuzzles your fingers. Damp, pink tongue, thick and long as it laps out. A tingling, tickling sensation as she tastes the salt on your skin. Your other hand reaches out, places on top of her head, feeling at the deceptively strong and hard horns peeking from the sides. Twitching ears startle you as they quest forwards and you see that they can move independently. They look so soft and inviting. Why don't you stroke them between your thumb and forefinger? She moves in pleasure, touching, stroking, soft, giving floppy ears, so easy to absent-mindedly tweak and manipulate between your fingers. You hear and feel a rumbling from her, and wonder for a moment if cows can purr. But the sound is not at all the same, though the reaction, the peace, the calm it inspires, and you feel it. It affects you much the same. You stare in wonder, eyes going down, down, further. Down past those breasts, bursting from the harness, holding them up and in, keeping them from dragging against the ground when she crawls so low against it. Down past her feminine hips and the lovely fur. Down until you see her knees, the strangeness, the uniqueness, extending downwards to where they meet her hooves. You thought it right, and your mind goes even blanker as you see them. Hear them clipping against the wooden sides of the stall as she squirms to come closer to you, crawling on her knees. Her breasts milky and soft, drops of thick white liquid dripping and dribbling slowly out. She stares at you, and you know, instinctively feel what she needs. Looking at me for permission, I nod my head and grant it. You unlatch the stall door and open it wide as she comes out. So graceful for a creature that takes on the traits of a cow. So graceful as her hips move and tail waves forth. All white on the length, a tuft of black fluff at the end. Waving as it brushes past you. Like the end of a paintbrush as its plush brush runs over your skin in passing. A way of saying hi, acknowledgement. She goes forth from her stall and moves up towards a stool, on hands and hooves, waiting patiently. You can feel a sense of timeless patience dripping from her. She would wait forever for what is coming. She is here for you. You know this and feel this deep connection inside. Not that you are so special, but that you represent are a part of a daily, hourly tradition to bring her release and relief as her breasts, those udders hanging and swaying as she seems to sway her body in a happy and patient dance. These udders swell, looking ready to burst. In the stool in front of you, it is so obvious where you are needed, what you are meant to do. You straddle the stool, body naked as it lowers down, bare ass cheeks kissing the grains in the sanded wood, smoothed down from years of use, of function, a function that becomes clearer and clearer as the cowgirl rests in front of you, looking up at you from furry long lashes, lovely and brown, filled with trust and a desire to serve. You find yourself envying that look, that clear acceptance of her place in life, the happy, docile, relaxed mindset she must have. It's a part of her, this sense of calmness. A part of who she is, what she is, and what it represents. You find yourself wanting and needing to be a part of this new world, ready and willing to do everything to stay in such a place of wonder that holds creatures like her. Your hands move over her, comforting, gentle. A firm touch is not needed as she moves into your hands. Pressing and pushing, using and moving her body to guide your hands closer and closer to the huge, insanely large breasts bursting from her harness. I come to stand over you where you are sitting so low on the stool, resting my hands over your shoulders and stroking your hair. Gentle. You feel the tingles moving over your scalp in tune with my fingers. And your mind blanks even further. So relaxed and happy as you set to work. Hands touching and moving over her breasts. Every touch seems to cause her intense pleasure as the bucket is placed underneath. So big, those udders, the bucket is almost swallowed up by it. But you are good, you do your best to aim the nipple towards it. A gentle, seeking squeeze from your fingers against soft, silky flesh. Your grasp unsure, uncertain. But it is so easy as milk shoots forth. Pulsing into, squirting into the bottom of the pail. You look up, seeking approval. I gaze down at you with a wide, happy smile, and you feel your entire body just relax, release, all weight gone from you as you are happy, enjoying yourself as you gently squeeze the breasts in front of you, wondering, marveling at the vast amount of milk that comes forth. You don't feel any pressure that you should be doing something else. You are doing something. Something fun, calming, yet productive. White milk showering forth. Spurts of it. Again and again and again. The cowgirl starts to moan before you in pleasure, pushing her udders firmer into your hands, head turned back to face you, arched in joy, eyes still so languid and calm, blank and yet highly aroused, her tail looping around to curve around and cuddle your leg, soft fur against your naked skin, the puffy tuft stroking against your inner thigh, stroking to the beat of your squeezing her breasts. With each squeeze comes a stroke as she stares you right in the eyes, her gaze so demure, so calm and docile, subservient even. And yet, as her tail strokes you faster, you find your hands gripping and squeezing to the same pattern, until you are unsure of who is really in charge of this milking. You see her hips swaying, lovely fur-covered ass moving to a rhythm, to a beat, seeming to somewhat thrust in with each gentle movement of your fingers. Mooing now, a low, guttural sound. Your body is just relaxing into the rhythm of milking, feeling so calm, but with a growing tinge of arousal. As the cute cowgirl's tail continues to stroke. Stroke up and down your thigh, the part of her tail wrapped around you seductively clenching and contracting with your squeezes, squeezing you. This place, this barn, this world is also calming. So pleasantly free of everything except pleasant and wonderful emotions and feelings. An aura of peace and serenity surrounding. It feels endless and timeless, and you could sit here forever, calm and relaxed, content to sit back and enjoy this fog of mind you have found yourself in. You could happily stay in this fog of mind forever. So lovely. One hand slowly milking her, the other starting to roam and pet this lovely cowgirl. Her beautiful face like a mirror for your inner desires, inner want to be. She stares at you, limp and peaceful eyes, not boring into you, but drawing you deep into hers. Deep, deep, deeper. Your mind falling, spiraling into that gaze. So heavy, the weight of contentment, the yearning thrust inside of your soul. You want to be her. You want to be just like her. Happy, content. You can be just like her. Happy, content. Just take this glass of milk, pull it up to your lips, pull it up, feel it. Cold and crisp in your hand. Drink it. It tastes so good. Cool, just delicious milk. You are in a deep mind. Trance. Quiet. Pliant. Waiting for instructions.
You want to be just like her.
You don't know what will happen next. Content. As you enjoy
it. Be just like her.
It relaxes you.
Happy. Content.
I will take the lead.
Just trust me.
And you will simply follow.
Quiet.
Lion. Not expected to come
happy,
up with any ideas.
Content.
Because you are blank and mindless. Trance. Wait, no expectations, just obedience, you can be just like as you follow me down deeper and deeper in your mind.
It feels good to be good.
Just drink the milk.
Mind, quiet,
this milk is special.
Quiet, happy,
when you drink it, you become
you
calm
blank
and docile. It feels good to be good and docile, so you drink it all, emptying the bottle, dropping, falling. You drop as the cup drops to the floor. Out of your limp hands, your body feeling limp as you drop to your knees, dropping in and out of thought, thoughts forming but unraveling before they can come to a climax. You feel your mind going even blanker. Moving into you is a sense of docile contentment. You move yourself onto your hands and knees, gazing up at me. So pretty. You want to be a pretty cowgirl, a useful pet, stroked and cared for just a little while. Don't worry, it's not permanent. A temporary transformation of your body. Enjoy it. Here is another glass. Drink it. Drink the milk. Swallow it down, 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 deep inside of you as you feel it shaping you. The coolness drifting away as a warmness comes into you, spreads through you. You feel yourself changing, a sense of transformation beginning and sinking its roots from deep inside of you. Your body gently reforming, becoming more feminine, not so much a change as an accentuation of existing characteristics, an exaggeration of parts of your body that have always held the promise of feminine beauty. This feeling of morphing grows in you. You are like a flower beginning to bloom. Like soft, fragile petals, there is soft, plush fur sprouting from you as your hips become wider. Your knees bending a bit. Your bare feet hardening, forming into hooves. A magical transformation. You stomp one foot against the floor of the barn, hearing a thud as it hits. The sound entrances you. You find these changes fascinating. Like a small child with her first pair of tap shoes, you hit your new hooves against the ground in a musical pattern. Tapping, tapping, cocking your head and listening in delight as you create a rhythm, a beat. It calms you and takes you down further, deeper into this tranced out haze. Staring at your hands. For hands they still are, just covered in a downy light fur, almost too light to see. The nails a bit heavier, a bit blockier. As those hands and fingers reach up to your head, to the sides where cute little ears poke out. You touch them, tweaking the furry softness before almost jumping back from your own touch. That felt so good. You find your hands back and your body moving into your own touch. It feels so nice and tingly to have your ears rubbing. They are just so sensitive. You find your mind blanking at the pleasure. Blanking altogether, in fact. You find yourself having a hard time remembering why you are here, what is going on. Your mind tries for a moment, focusing on a very important question, one you should have no problem remembering. And yet, it escapes you. Who are you? Who am I? You come up blank. Your mind takes a moment to try to panic. My hand comes to rest down on your head. I start rubbing those soft, sensitive ears. Between a thumb and my middle finger, I play with it. softly rolling the soft cartilage between the pads of my fingers. You find yourself mooing, moaning in pleasure. All other thoughts rubbed away and gone. All thought gone but a blank feeling of happiness and pleasure pervading you. Your body pliant, your will compliant, in your mind as in your body, completely subservient, not coerced, just injected with the way things have always been done, a routine now blending with your DNA. Between your legs is heat, changing, transfiguring heat, so warm and lusty. Your thighs rubbing together in a desire to stimulate more vibrating touches against your new clit. Feeling new connections of nerves taking place inside of you. So any mention of sexual pleasure causes your nub to tingle in pleasure. Sexual need, a throbbing. Noticing now even more changes, touching your face. Go on, touch it. Feeling your eyes slightly, lightly bigger. Don't worry, you're beautiful. You're so lovely as a cowgirl. No worries or cares. Just a docile, easygoing creature. Your pupils completely dilated, vapid, staring into nothing. Everything beginning to blur a bit. Details are less important. These feelings and thoughts wash over your mind. Whispers and words deep in your thoughts. Slightly nudging your brain's conduits. Altering so simply thoughts and memories. Tying pleasure to obedience. There is a common trigger in your mind. A constant association building up. Being a good cowgirl is good. Being milked feels wonderful. In fact, your breasts feel pressure. Your breasts, which you reach down and find, not remembering if they were there before. Did you have breasts before? You can't remember, but you must have. It makes sense. Only, were those so big? Your breasts seem much fuller on your chest than before. So filled up. Your mind brings to the front a word. Juicy. You feel juicy and sexy and you need to be milked. My hand on you. I lean down while you nuzzle into my touch. Seeking petting, attention, a touch. It would feel so good to get a lovely scratch. You want me to reach down and scratch you. There is a word for what you want. It is called scritches. And every time I say the word scritches, you will feel the lovely and soothing feeling of someone scratching your itchiest itch. That relieving sigh that feels so good. And you just want it harder and to go on forever as you ache for it. Scritches. It feels good when I touch you that way. Come here, pet. I place a cute little blue harness around your neck and shoulders. It has a bell on it, tiny and brass. It jingles as you move your head around. You find the sound compelling, lulling. It is a sweet, sweet lullaby, and you become enthralled by its continued ringing. Ringing over you, around you, your mind going down, down, deeper. You drop, losing sense of time, of place. You float. You exist. Your mind in a fog as actions that happen around you seem like a story someone is telling you. You feel yourself looking in on it The image, the looking glass peering down as I lead your pretty cowgirl self around on a leash. Through the barn and out a door. Into a lovely, lush pasture. Green, green, soft and fine around you as you step into it. The grass crinkling delightfully across your hooves. You stop and marvel at it. It smells so much better than you remember. So crisp. You lower your head down to the ground so you can better take in its scent. Fresh like a morning after mowing. The sweet smell comes inside of you, beckoning you. You are distracted by movement in the field ahead. You don't notice yourself moving. I simply move the leash, and your body just instantly follows. Not so much feeling you have to obey, so much as you can't imagine doing anything else. It's a ritual ingrained in you. Docilely complying and trusting to my lead as I bring you closer to a group of sweet and silly cowgirls. A part of you questions, and then that thought too goes away. This is how it has always been. It's okay if you don't remember yet. You will remember. Until then, it's so easy to go out and play with the herd. A bit of chasing, of grazing. But mostly lazy indolence as you and the other cowgirls lounge in the lush and comfy grass. There is rolling and playing and talking as if you are part of a wonderful community, weaving flowers into crowns, braiding tails, adding little stones and beads as decoration, touching and marveling in each other's bodies. An innocent discovering of new mysteries and wonderful, pleasurable surprises. All blissful and happy. You have always been here. It feels good to be amongst your sisters. You move into the middle of their group. They surround you, welcoming you, fingers touching you. Stroking you and greeting as they draw you in. Like big sisters, they teach you about your body. Where to touch, where to rub. Showing by example on both themselves and the other cowgirls. Their moaning moves fill the air. The smell of a hot, wet cowgirl strong and musky on the wind. Blowing into your face. You join in, touching and exploring. They let you rub and touch on them, all of their special parts. The parts that make them unique and lovely cowgirls. No two completely the same. The slight horns on one girl are so smooth and fun to touch. You watch as you tweak them, how her body seems to tweak in responsive pleasure. You learn that all of your special cowgirl attributes cause you pleasure in some way or another. Every bit of you covered in fuzzy, soft fur is sensitive. So much more sensitive than you knew was possible. The merest touch, the merest brush causes a tingling cascade of enjoyable sensation across your skin. It crackles and spreads like milk spilled across a table. Spilling the pleasure onto an ever-widening area of sensitized skin. Each touch sending shockwaves of pleasure, speeding up to dance in your brain. Tingles of pure, lovely pleasure. Scritches. Your new companions give them to you. Lovely scritches of purest bliss. All over your body. Your sensitive face so carefully stroked. Your itchy back scratched just right. Scritches. It feels so good. Head lolling in pleasure. Just hanging limp. Everything feels so good, you are almost incapable of moving.
scratches. Feel the tingles under your skin, dancing up your spine. Playful little jolts of pleasure that seem to travel in a grouping, moving upwards. Spreading pleasure as they move up, higher and closer to your head. Teasing the back of your neck, tickling as they touch the back of your skull. That little indent in the back where your neck meets your head, putting pressure there, and just gleefully sparking all over your brain. Pleasure. Pleasure deep and pure and electric, cool and tingling, like an iced lightning bolt zigging and zagging its electric current all across your mind. Feeling this pleasure from something so simple. Scritches. The word brings up the memory of the act, and the pleasure in the word scritches sends your mind and body spiraling into that blissful moment of pleasure. Moving into the hands scritching the top of your head. Moving and nuzzling your head down against them. Moving your head down further, down into big, voluminous bosoms of a black and white cowgirl. Her breast softly covered in a peach-like fuzz. So soft as she rubs them against you. A soft, cooing moan slipping from her lips as your tongue seeks out exploring and finding the tip of her uterus breasts. Licking, lapping ever so gently. You slowly pull from her sweet, soft moans of pleasure. Of delirium, an orgasmic trance state that is like being drugged, your world a haze of fog, drifting in and out of it, in going deeper, out till you come out for that lovely splash of pleasure. It's all you can notice before you are dragged back in, back down, deeper into the haze. Breathe with it. You breathe in and you go deeper. You breathe out and feel the intense sparkle of pleasure. Breathe in, go deeper. Breathe out, feel scritches and pleasure, building and growing stronger, stronger. You could pop, you could burst. You feel this pleasure somewhere. Pressure building inside of you. Wanting to erupt in an orgy of milky delight. The girls touching against you more now, their little fingers. Running and running and manipulating your flesh as they tease downwards. Running over your body and into your inner thighs. It's a pile of soft, plush delight as their warm bodies fill you with heat and lust. Warm, tickling breaths against the top of your thigh now. Questing fingers under your cute little belly button. Moving and sliding down your navel. Onto and over your clit. Just sitting there, waiting. The lack of movement, the promise of it, drives your sensitive flesh into overdrive. Her fingers are just hovering there. Surely she can feel your heat, your want. Surely she can feel you squirming under her, your needy clit seeking the pressure from her touch right on its tender tip. Through the hood, you can feel your clitoris throbbing, while her hands move slowly and deliberately, keeping only the lightest feather touch against your little switch of pleasure, whimpering and mooing in a soft, begging tone. You gasp as the breath on your thighs becomes a long tongue, buried inside of you. The control of it. The cowgirl with her head between your legs, fur a glossy, rippling, almost blue-black, she seems to know how to make her tongue do impossible things, twisting and twining inside you. Rubbing as she tastes. Your head still buried in a mountain of soft breasts. You are not sure how there are quite so many until you see six of the smaller breasts belong to just one cowgirl. She runs all of them over your face, little nipples teasing your skin as you open your mouth and stick your tongue out. She runs each nipple gentle against your tongue for you to taste. And now when she runs them over your body, the cool wetness, that bit of saliva leaves your body feeling the temperature of the room so much more, feeling the heat coming from you all. The cowgirl with the tongue starts applying her fingers, shoving several deep inside. You feel so full from the penetration, mildly uncomfortable, but that quickly changes as she drives them in and out, in and out, in and out, rubbing the inner walls of your cowgirl pussy, rubbing and stimulating as she thrusts in and out, in and out. Another girl moving up from behind you, clenching your cute ass in her hands, rubbing and running her fingers over it, closer and closer to the middle of it. You feel something wet and cold touching the top line of your tight ass, slowly slipping down deeper, in and out, fingers being shoved in again and again. It feels so good, so intense. All of your focus on that in and out motion, sending already bowed knees sinking lower, made from jelly as the pleasure is just so good. So intense as you feel soft tails from several girls brushing so whisper softly against your skin. Little tufts of very colored delight paraded across you as you are played with and stroked. Scritches. In and out. In and out. You find this phrase captures an idea that fascinates and excites you. The phrase encapsulating and capturing the entire meaning and feeling of the action. In and out, thrusting fingers seeking deep inside you. The fur of her arm rubbing against the insides of your thighs as in and out. Each time you hear it, you can't help but picture it, visualize it in your mind. The way it feels, the smell of wanted penetration, musky and mixed with the sweet cinnamon smell from the nearby barn. In and out, sending pleasure tingling through your nerves, a deep sexual pleasure, primal and as natural as a storm. In and out, sending surges of pleasure surging in and out of you. In and out, thrusting, claiming, knowing. The cowgirl playing with your ass sends in her own questing little finger, playing with the rim of the hole, touching lightly, stroking in circles, playfully teasing. In and out, you're still being fucked. Fucked faster and faster, a mouth now on your clit, sucking and holding that vacuum seal of pressure against you, engorging your nub as it is sucked on, making it more and more sensitive. So the pleasure as in and out, you are fucked. In and out, her fingers like a machine on a tempo, a beat of relentless impact. Your hips can't even bring up the energy to move into it anymore. They are like accepting jelly, just lying back and letting her have her way with you. It feels so good, pure pleasure as in and out. The finger on your ass, pressing in now. Slowly, rubbing against the sensitive flesh as it penetrates, moving up and in, leaving you to groan out in pleasure. Your fingers reach out, needing something to squeeze to deal with the intensity. Seeking, grappling, they find a pair of horns, a little bit longer than the other girls, squeezing them so hard as your clit is licked and sucked, your pussy fucked in and out, again. And again, your ass too now being fucked, in and out, with less fingers but still just as intense, twice as filling. You feel so full, so awash with pleasure, you want to, need to burst. One hand now squeezing and rubbing your own tits, pushing as your cunt squeezes and clenches in pleasure around long, warm fingers. A cute little brown cowgirl with freckles of red spots dotted against her cleavage. A bit tinier than the others, but a bit more assertive, she pushes through the other girls to you and takes charge. Scritches. She scratches the back of your neck, sending a current of pleasure through your shuddering body. Leaving her hand there, right on your nape, she leans you forward so you are bent on your hands and knees, positioning you so your legs are spread, your holes open and vulnerable as they are being used. In and out, in and out. The girl fucking your ass moves her fingers out, and the girl fingering your pussy places in her thumb. She can fuck you in both holes at once, and she squeezes her fingers a bit gently. You never knew there could be such an intense sensation. In and out, in and out. The little brown cowgirl puts out a pail underneath of you, a stool next to it. I sit on the stool. Hi, remember me? Your friend? You don't, you won't. All I am is your handler, here to relieve your pressure. Nothing else was ever important. That building pressure in your chest, in your crotch. Cowgirls are only allowed to come while being milked, you know. It's in the training, in the conditioning. You've been doing so well with all these things. I'm sure you will be a good girl for me. In and out, in and out. You lose focus on everything except the feeling of being fucked, the tip of your clit rubbed and played with through its tiny little hood. In and out, in and out. So much pleasure. You want to come to release all of the built-up pleasure in a bonfire of ecstasy. In and out, in and out. As my fingers start working on your breasts, covering them, slowly, sensually squeezing them. I'm going to count you down. The first squeeze of a milking is an orgasmic experience. Very intense. I want you completely ready for it. It is very possible to come. Not even the mouth and tongue against your clit can make you pay attention to anything else. The feeling in your breast so intensely wonderful. They seem to bulge even bigger from your body. Swollen and needy. You just want release. To be touched and stroked. In and out, in and out. Ready to orgasm in milky delight? I squeeze your tits. Your eyes feel like they are bulging out of your head because the pleasure is so intense there is no room for anything else. Your jaw hanging low as a long moaning escapes you. Long and low. Pulling, gently pulsing my fingers as I squeeze your nipples. Milky white liquid dripping, dropping into the pail as you feel your body erupt. Erupt as liquid squirts out of you. Feeling like a water jet pulsing out of your cunt, running against your clit, stimulating as pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. In and out, all over your body. Spasming with it, fingers riding inside of you, in and out, as you writhe and try to move further into the touch. Come for me, little cowgirl, dirty little slut all covered in sweat, heated and flushed from your arousal. You look fantastic. Come for me, my hands running and roaming over your udders as I squeeze and milk comes out. In and out, in and out. Come for me, my sweet, silly cowgirl. Come for me. Good girl. I'm gonna let them take you back to the barn and get you all cleaned up. Fingers withdrawing from you. Lips rising up from your too sensitive clit. You feel hands on your harness and blankly follow. Why she stands and walks while you crawl, you do not know. You do not question. You are happier crawling. It suits you in your life. It has always been this way. Just think back and you will remember crawling before. See? Where you followed my lead on the halter. It has always been this way. Relax. Go deeper into this happy fog of trance. sweet trance. Float for me, my pretty cowgirl. So cute. Let's get you all dressed up. Glitter. You need glitter. Nail polish works wonderful on hooves. Just move over here. Stand up a moment in your stall while I look at you. Yes, I have the perfect shade, your favorite color. I'll just mix in some glitter to the polish. Don't you agree? I knew you would. Mind blank and in a daze as your hooves and fingernails are painted, one by one. So pretty as you lean back looking at them. How much later, you do not know. No need to question it. Just relax back. You are a happy little cowgirl. You come along quietly as I put your clothes on you and put you back in the car. We have about 2 hours before we get home, honey. Enjoy it. Enjoy being a cowgirl for a few more hours. Just relax and enjoy your mind and life being so simple. So happy. Just a docile little cowgirl. I'm gonna count you up. I'm gonna wake you up. But you don't really have to wake all the way up. Because we're not at our destination yet. You can still stay a pretty little cowgirl just a little bit longer. You can just enjoy being stress-free for as long as you'd like. Whenever you need it. Just think of milk. Just think of scritches. Just think of in and out. And feel your cares and worries just wash away. But for now, we'll wake you up just a little bit, just enough so you can function, my pretty little cowgirl. One, coming up, your mind, your motor skills, the thoughts that make you move. Two, body completely yours once again. Three, wake up. Wake up, my little cowgirl. Did you have fun on our little field trip? I hope you had fun with me. Maybe, if you're good, we can go back again soon. Aren't I just the bestest friend ever?